Renegade Broadcasting, hard-hitting talk radio. Here we are, August 17th, more than halfway through last month of summer. Man, oh man. Anyway, I got to jump right into this because there's so many things to cover, and as always, I don't think I'm going to have enough time to get through everything, so we try to get through all the most important stuff anyway. Every single week, guys, it's just an inundation with new disgusting shenanigans going on. I first want to mention, though, I got a friend, a listener, who's got another friend that are in the talking stages. Nothing's set in stone yet as far as dates or anything, so I can't give you too much information right now, but they are planning a massive march on Washington coming up. There's been so many other, in fact, that's one of the first things I'll be talking about when I get to the COVID updates. There's been a lot of protests in wake of what happened in Berlin last week, week and a half, whatever. Week ago Saturday, I think is when it was. But that has snowballed since, and I'll be talking about some of the highlights of that. There's been a lot of protests. It's great to see this. It's very encouraging. There's even been a couple here in the U.S. that I know of, but we've got to do a lot more and a lot bigger, a lot more, in people's faces. And so the best place to do that, of course, would be Washington. So when I get more details, I'll let you know. And maybe in the meantime, anybody who's interested and who's able, to actually be there, to participate in whatever way, maybe just drop me an email, let me know, and I'll just, make a list of emails that I'll send a mass emailing out to later with more details. Or, well, I'll just announce it on air, I guess, doesn't matter. But I don't know, I'd kind of like to just get an idea of how many people on my end that we can count on. My friend and his friend already have some networks that they're working with, but, let's hope we can get a massive response to this, that we can get a lot of people over there. I already told them I'll be there myself. Maybe I'll grab a frickin' megaphone and go off on a rant. But this has got to happen. I mean, come on. If Germany can get half a frickin' million people, we should be able to get goddamn a million at least. And you know what? I know there's that many. I know there's a lot more than that in this country, guys. The problem is, the truthers, when I say truthers, I mean the real truthers, are actually pretty large in number. The problem is, though, is we're spread out too far and too thin. But get us together collectively, we're a formidable force. And so, I'll keep you abreast on that. But, yeah, like I said, in the meantime, if you, just want to drop me an email, let me know. Hey, yeah, I'd like to participate, I'll announce on air more details, but maybe I can give you more stuff if you're actually wanting to show up there. I can give you more detailed actual place and time. Well, actually, I'll mention that on air, too. I guess the whole purpose for sending an email is just so we can get an idea how many people are actually wanting to and able to go, that we can add to the list that they're already working on. Anyway, all right, let's get into the updates here. We'll start with the general stuff. Tampa Bay Times reported on the 14th, Trump allies plan longest effort ever undertaken to mobilize the Jewish vote. How do you like that? How do you like that? Wants to mobilize. Well, once again, he's showing where his priorities lie, isn't he? Mobilize the Jewish vote. Because that's, of course, not only where his loyalties lie, but that's where the money is, right? That's where the bulk of the money comes from. Not that he doesn't have money, but he doesn't want to dip in his own pockets. So, yeah, there you go. And as always, since he's appealing to that crowd, you know damn well it's to that crowd, as always, that he's going to pledge his allegiance and serve the interests thereof. That's all he's ever done, as a matter of fact. Which tells us that there is some truth to his MAGA claim, make America great again. He just left out the last two words. For Israel. Make America great again for Israel. Yeah. That's the real meaning of MAGA. There you go. MAGA fee. There you go. That's the real word they should be talking about. MAGA fee. Make America great again for Israel. Or MAGA fee. Yeah, how's that? Anyway, the Times of Israel, speaking of Israel, had this headline on August 16th. In World War II, check this out, guys, an anti-Semitic Canada kept Jewish enemy aliens in barbed wire camps. Did you know that? I didn't know that. I just had that sent to me today, I think it was. Wow, those were the good old days, weren't they? No wonder Canada has some of the most oppressive pro-Jew, anti-Canadian laws, free speech trampling laws in place, even more so than we do. They don't want to see that ever happen again. How do you like that, guys? Did you know that that was going on in World War II? Oh, how things have changed up there now in trust in judo land. Anyway. I love how Brian refers to Justin Trudeau as Justin Trudeau. Anyway, Jerusalem Post reported on August 16th, electronic wallet launches in West Bank, Gaza Strip. Oh, what better place to try out their new digital currency, guys, and the Palestinians. They want to turn us all into Palestinians, guys, as far as how the world population is going to be treated. Already is being treated in many places. Money.com reported on August 13th, a middle finger to struggling families, how a new fee is about to make refinancing your mortgage a lot more expensive. Yeah, they got that right. The old middle finger. Well, they've been flipping the middle finger at us for a long time now, haven't they? Oh, but more so now than ever, guys, with the COVID bullshit. It's given them the impetus now to engage in far more oppressive and thievish measures. The Forward had this article on August 10th, another tribal paper. Trump says U.S. needs more Jews that love Israel. Holy fuck shit. Yeah, like we don't have enough of them already. He recognizes that there's a lot of American Jews that aren't supportive of Israel. I know some of them. Totally against the Israeli government. They don't like, you know, what it's doing, what it's ever done. They know that it's not unhealthy, not just for the rest of the world. It's not unhealthy. It's not healthy for Jews. It's not. Never has been. Look at all the Zio pigs, guys, all through the decades that have expressed their lack of concern about this, that, or the other Jewish group. We don't mind sacrificing, you know, Jabotinsky. We don't mind sacrificing even, you know, millions of Jews as long as the interest of Jews and Israel in particular are served, you know. The Sun reported on August 14th, Ghislaine Maxwell at serious risk of being beaten or killed by fellow prisoners, prosecutors reveal. Oh, so maybe that's the way they're going to claim that she died? Gee, we should have seen that coming. Oh, wow, there goes another one. Another one bites the dust. Yeah, right. Another one they claim bites the dust. In the August 14th True News broadcast, I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with that. It's pretty good. TRU News, one word. They used to be on YouTube. I don't think they are anymore, if I'm not mistaken. I think they pretty much shut them down. But they still have their own website, of course. And I think they do post stuff on 153 News. If you just Google them, you'll find them. They're very good. Highly recommend them. Of course, yes, it's a Christian thing. But you know what? They don't get too Jesus-y on there. Once in a while, but, you know, not too much. They're not bad. I can tolerate the little Jesus stuff once in a while because most of the stuff they present is rock solid. They're pretty good, I have to say. I'm impressed with them. Anyway, on their August 14th broadcast, they played clips of interviews with, you know, former Georgia Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, who I interviewed actually several times years ago. I didn't know that she was still around doing the talk show circuit thing, but yeah, they played some previous clips of her, and then they interviewed her currently. Oh, boy, is she aged, though. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. In just, 10 years, I guess, is the last time I interviewed her. You know, she was young-looking, black hair, you know. Now, oh, wow, guys, 10 years, man, 10 years can do a lot. Of course, some of that isn't just aging. I'm sure some of that, probably a lot of it, is stress. That woman's been through hell and back. You know, the flotilla incident, for example, the hell they put her through. She was arrested and interrogated and intimidated. And, all she was trying to do was bring some relief aid to the Palestinians. And, she suffered a lot of stress over the years. They smoked her out of Congress, too, of course. But anyway, she has mentioned this before, but she mentioned it again in the True News interview, for those who aren't aware. She said that to get into Congress, it is required of all U.S. Congress people wannabes. It's required of them to swear an oath of loyalty to Israel. Yeah. They're required also to say that, you know, Jerusalem is the capital, that they'll support U.S. financial aid to Israel, you know, blah, 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 blah. She didn't do it, and ultimately that's why they got rid of her, that and, you know, other things over the years. She managed to, you know, get over that hurdle. She did get into Congress for a while, but not very long, guys. Like I said, they smoked her out. She also mentioned that the same is the case, by the way, for serving in the British Parliament, where an oath of loyalty to Israel. Well, of course, the U.S. and Britain are two of the major military powers in the world, or two of the most anyway. You know, China's now emerging, and Russia's always been, you know, right up near the forefront. But in the West, certainly, the two major world powers. So, yeah, naturally, they're going to want to have them under their thumb. They certainly do have Russia. And, oh, yes, China as well, especially since 1995 with the WTO BS. Thanks to William Jefferson, depends how you define is Clinton. Not to mention Mr. Pedo Island himself there. Anyway, TheWeek.com reported on August 11th, hurricane force storm in Iowa flattens 10 million acres of crops. Oh, yeah, guys. That sounds real natural, all right. Right in the nation's heartland of agriculture, right? Uh, you know, we're already suffering from rigged food shortages, but here goes some, oh, this is rigged too, of course, but it's made to look natural and unavoidable. Oh, guys, they're hitting us again with every high-tech toy at their disposal. Just like Bertrand Russell had mentioned, right? The scientific dictatorship, using all scientific high-tech advances to the advantage of the scum at the top to exploit, destroy, rape, and pillage the masses of the world, the entire planet. Guy, oh, they've been doing this all along. Yes. But now, since COVID, guys, oh, they've really turned up the heat now, haven't they? But you know what? They're just getting warmed up, baby. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, they're going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing unless we start fucking pushing back majorly. On August 11th, the Gray Zone reported, quote, by clasping hands with Netanyahu, top cop Kamala Harris whitewashes Israel's racism. Oh, yes, yes. Clasping hands with Netanyahu. Oh, so, as always, is it going to matter come November who the fuck you vote for? It never did. It certainly isn't going to now. The two biggest ass lickers of Israel are on the ballot, guys. But notice how it says she's downplaying or whitewashing Israel's racism. Yeah. As always, guys, they like to point a finger at everyone else and condemn them for the very things that they're the most guilty of doing, right? Well, here you go, right there. There's a good example. They're the biggest fucking racists on the planet, aren't they? Abso-fucking-lutely. Always have been. Racial supremacists, and yet they point a finger at everybody else to make them look like they're the ones that are guilty of that. Oh, son of a bitch. Does it ever stop? No, actually, it never does. Never has. And never will, as long as people continue to fucking fall for it and put up with it. On August 12th, the Times of Israel reported, Hungarian Jewish group expels rabbi who said Zionism will cause second Holocaust. Well, there you go, guys. Every once in a great while, you'll hear about Jew or even a rabbi, which is even more rare. For an average Jew, that happens a little more frequently. But a rabbi, you almost never hear of this stuff. But here's a rabbi saying Zionism will cause second Holocaust. Well, when was the first one, by the way? But nevertheless, guys, yeah, what he's saying is true. Zionism is leading and will continue to lead to, quote, anti-Semitism. Well, that's a misnomer, isn't it? It's anti-Jew is what it is. But nevertheless, guys, yeah, of course, of course. How could it lead anywhere else? How can you not turn against this despicable group of people? Hopefully not targeting everyone across the board. The low-level ones aren't all involved with it. A lot of them are, yes, but, you know, never want a blanket target across the board any particular group. You want to go after, number one, those at the top, the real troublemakers, and then pick through and figure out who their low-level supporters and cheerleaders are. Go after them. But never, ever carte blanche go after any particular group. That is just inhuman. It's insane. It's immoral. And it's just wrong. And unfortunately, that has been the case a lot of times in history. Christians, you know, Catholic Church, for example, was known for that. It's disgusting, guys. Carte blanche. They just go after anybody who's Jewish. And you know what? Most of the time, they never targeted the elite Jews that were the real troublemakers. Never, ever. But one of the main reasons for that, of course, is because it wasn't Christians usually that was behind it. It was the Jew bastards themselves at the top that rigged all that shit, you know, like the Spanish Inquisition, right? Well, naturally, they're going to see to it that they're not targeted. But nevertheless, any genuine opposition against these bastards of necessity must involve principally going after the top dog bastards. We can weed out the rest of them later, but the top dogs, they got to go, guys. They have to fucking go. Every fucking one of them. The Times of Israel reported on August 12th, furious parents protest and block traffic as footage of daycare abuse emerges. The subtitle stated, security camera documentation from Thule Kindergarten in Ramli records over 200 incidents of violence against children under 3. So there you go. Case in point, like I was just mentioning, guys, they target their own, right? This is in Israel. A daycare center in Israel was found on camera, caught abusing kids 3 years older and under. Holy fucking shit. I hope those parents go stark raving mad and fucking cut their fucking throats open. It isn't just non-tribe members. Primarily, yes, that's always been their target. But guys, they go after their own too. They go after their own. They'll cut their own mother's throat for a dollar. And I guarantee you, those kids have not just been physically beaten. They've also been sexually abused too. Keep digging, parents, and you'll find out a much bigger rat's nest than you ever imagined. The Times of Israel had this headline on August 13th. Israel strikes Hamas targets in Gaza amid spate of balloon-borne arson attacks. How do you like that, guys? How do you like that? Oh, no, they weren't guilty of the explosion in Beirut. There's a lot of question as to what the nature, exact nature was of that explosion. Now, I guess there's some question about the films showing the missiles, that there could be some doctoring. I don't know. Doesn't matter, guys. Israel's fingerprints are all the fuck over it. And now look what they're doing with the Palestinians in Gaza, guys. Taking advantage of the crisis while everyone is distracted, just like they did in World War II, right? Launching terrorist attacks against the British Mandate. 263, I believe it was. 260-something. All during World War II. Perfect cover for them to get away with their shit. Hey, thanks for setting the stage for us here, you know. But now we don't need you anymore. Get the fuck out. We'll take over from here now. That was always our intention anyway. On August 13th, Trump proudly announced his little peace agreement, guys, that he helped facilitate between Israel and the United Arab Emirates, as I'm sure most, if not all of you, have heard about already. And guess what he called it, guys? The Abraham Accord. Now, he went on to say, oh, this is because, you know, Father Abraham is the father of Islam and Christianity and Judaism, blah, 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 blah. No, that's not the reason, guys. That's not the reason. He was referring to the promise made to Abraham that I will give to you, my chosenite, said Yahweh, the land from the banks of the Nile unto the Euphrates, i.e. the Middle East, the entire fucking Middle East. Or as they call it, Eretz Israel. That's why he calls it the Abraham Accord. This is another big step toward merging another, you know, Muslim country with Israel and thus ultimately gaining control of the entire fucking Middle East. That's all this is about. And in the meantime, there they are, bombing the Gaza Strip, guys, to, you know, take out even more Palestinians so that eventually there aren't any more to kill. They bombed them all into oblivion. And there's now no more competition for complete and total control of Israel and particularly Jerusalem. They want the Temple Mount, guys. Even though they know goddamn well that's not where Solomon's temple was. It wasn't Solomon's. It was Egyptian Pharaoh's temple. But nevertheless, it's not because they believe that temple was there. They know it wasn't. They just don't want any turf in what they claim is theirs to belong or be in the hands of or under the control of anyone else. That's it. Bottom line. By the way, Trump mentioned while he was bragging about his little peace agreement that he helped to orchestrate, he was saying that I wanted to call it the Trump Accord, but I figured that wouldn't go over so well with some. And they're all laughing, hearty, ha, ha, ha. What an arrogant piece of fucking shit. It's not your accord, you little prick. It's your tribe's accord that you're helping to facilitate. It's not your idea. You didn't come up with it. You had nothing to do with it except to sign the fucking piece of paper using our frickin' military that's supposed to be used to defend our interests to back it up, our money. Fucking scum, treasonous, treacherous, traitorous little bastard. He's on, not only on the hit list of the tribe, the elite tribe pricks, he's near the top, guys. The Al Jazeera news reporting agency on August 14th had this headline, Palestinians unanimously reject UAE-Israel deal, United Arab Emirates-Israel deal. Yeah, because they see right through it. They know it's another fucking scam. They always are. They always have been. Always will be. All of these so-called peace accords, you know, all of them, every time. The only interest that have always and ever been served and ever were intended to be served were Israel's interests at the expense of the Arabs. They're no fools. CNN reported on August 15th. Oh, this is some real shit for you. Disney confirms its first bisexual lead character who is also multicultural, guys. They got some new show. What the hell's the name of it here? The Owl House. It's a series, I guess. But they got this character, 14-year-old Dominican-American girl, Luz Nocida, who's supposed to be, you know, a transgender or bisexual. Not transgender, but bisexual. And a multicultural guy. You gotta be fucking kidding. The transgender theme will be next year's episode. But look at this shit, guys, that they're pointing off on kids. Well, it gets sicker than that. Some other shit emerged this week. I'll talk about it when we get back to the weather.
Now come with our patented Rabbi Spit Lube Strip. Save money and mutilate your baby at home. Other designs include the Bear Range to shave your back to looking like a child. Or why not try our original razor for cucks who still believe in mass media manipulation?
Jew Esther Sun will genocide everyone. Juliet's the best the Goyim can give.
Thanks, Juliet.
The man in the dumps with the mother said he had to listen.
All right, guys, welcome back. So, this past week, Hasbro was forced, because so many parents had complained, they had to recall this troll doll that they had manufactured and sent out to, you know, toy stores around the country. It featured a button situated right in the crotch area of the doll. And when you pressed the button, it made ooh-ah orgasmic-type noises. You got to be fucking kidding me, guys. That's so in your face. You know, for those that didn't catch this show years ago, drop me an email. I'll send you the notes on, you know, the Jew factor in the toy industry, guys. They own all the fucking toy companies. So it's no wonder that you see shit like this come out, right? They've been doing this forever. Remember the Ken dolls that had an inordinately large bulge in the crotch area? You know, just all kinds of shit like this. It's fucking unreal. Sick son of a bitches, man. Everything that destroys and demeans and degrades, they're always behind it. Anyway, looks like we got a call on the line. Welcome to the show, caller.
Hey, Charlie.
Oh, hey, Brian. I just realized it was you before. Right?
Well, I was actually out doing my nightly walk, and I just came back from going in front of the hospital. Of course, there's nobody there.
Usually, yeah.
You know, it's
other hospital, pretty much, in the whole goddamn.
Yeah, you can hear the crickets chirping, of course.
Yeah.
And, you know, you were talking about transgenderism. You know that the foul creature in Canada, besides Justin Trudeau, the one that's running the WHO scam in Canada, Theresa Tom, that Chinese woman, she was born a man named Tan Yongxi. So it's so that foul creature is actually a transgender freak. And it sort of makes sense because of the mental state of that foul creature, because that is a true blue communist, or true red communist by every notion of the word, including her thinking and the way that she acts. It is frightening, Charlie, because this kind of stuff is happening everywhere. And you're also mentioning trust in judo, but of course he's gone to the back burner again this week because the news in Canada, I guess the liberal media, wants to avoid any more criticisms of him. So it's been back to 24/7 scamdemic, nonstop on the news, just to cover up that everything else.
Yeah.
It never ends, old buddy. It doesn't end.
Nope.
The other thing, too, is there's an interesting video and article that was just put out, and it makes sense if you think about it. They call the second wave of this scandemic out there, and it's associated to the massive amount of positive caseloads. And it's true, because even up here in Central Canada, they've had a shitload of new people, stupid suckers, going out there and taking those PCR tests, which are totally invalid, that give false positives. Basically, if you have influenza or the common cold, you will test positive for a coronavirus.
Right.
The test. And that's possibly all that we're seeing, is influenza or the common cold in almost all situations. But the real problem is you hear all this Jewish-controlled media going absolutely hog wild, saying, oh my God, cases are rising rapidly. There's thousands of new cases. But the key is, where are the deaths? Very few people are dying, Charlie. What we have now is a situation where you've got all these positive cases everywhere. And
they don't talk about that. That's how the media works. It's not so much what they say, it's what they don't say. They always leave out the most important.
And what they're not saying, you're absolutely right, is what they're not saying is the number of deaths. Nobody's dying.
Yeah.
They like, for example, where I live.
But even the positive readings don't mean you have the disease.
Absolutely.
It means that you have the antibodies. Well, big fucking deal.
Or you have common cold or influenza, because the PCR test is totally invalid.
Right.
Remember that coronavirus stems to a large family of viruses, if viruses are real. So basically, you could right now go in there with a bad common cold, and they'll say that you test positive for corona.
Yeah.
That's the whole gist of it.
I saw an article, yesterday, today. I guess the FDA has now approved of a new test now. It's a saliva test. Well, first of all, why the fuck didn't they have a less abrasive test like this in the first fucking place? But how much you want to bet, even though it's less invasive, it's still going to be just as inaccurate.
Yes, and the key is more than anything else, because even you and I both talked about it.
But you know what the good thing about that test is, though, Bri?
Mm-hmm. What?
You can fucking spit on him. Oh, you want my spit? There you go. Fucking bastards. Anyway, what are you going to say?
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, well, that test would be invalid anyway because the PCR test itself is totally invalid because you're trying to test for a wide range of RNA that basically they still haven't isolated because they have not, even to this day, they still haven't isolated the virus itself.
Right.
I'm just so disgusted when I turn around and tell people, look, what are they testing for? They haven't even isolated the virus yet. And you get that blare-eyed deer in headlights looking people. And they're not even aware of that being fact. It's disgusting. Yeah. And then on top of that, I was hoping that you're eventually going to get around to talking about what's happening in New Zealand. You know, we talk about...
Oh, yeah, I got some mention of that coming.
Oh, my God. That foul transgender freak or whatever you want to call her, Jacinda Ardern.
Yeah, Lightfoot's boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, in New Zealand has done the communists one better by locking down the entire nation. Over four members of the same family coming down with a common cold about a week and a half ago. Now, think about it. This virus is supposed to run its course no matter what. Basically, isolation is, 5 to 7 days, and quarantine's 14? Okay, yeah. New Zealand hadn't had a new case in 102 days, basically, and their borders are shut tight. You know, you can't get into New Zealand except for by boat or by aircraft. And everybody that's coming in is tested so heavily in that there is no new case. And all of a sudden, mysteriously, this family in Auckland that had not been around anybody else, had not been exposed to any virus, suddenly mysteriously comes down with coronavirus according to their testing. Dollars to donuts, Charlie, it's the common cold is what they came down with, but they need an excuse to introduce their next step, which is internment camps. Locking people up in concentration camps. If you come down with even a smidgen or even a hint of this, we're going to lock you up in a freaking concentration camp for weeks.
Yep.
Welcome to New Zealand. But guaranteed, Charlie, they're using New Zealand as a test case because what they want to do is they're going to unleash New Zealand up here next.
It's a testing ground, yeah.
It's the testing ground because New Zealand's a perfect testing ground. 5.5 million people living on basically two islands in the South Pacific, thousands of miles away from everybody else. Perfect. And the people can't escape, Charlie. Where are they going to go?
Right. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I don't want to take up much more of your time. I don't.
Plus, you know, it's going to get her free tickets to the next tranny jamboree they're going to have, you know.
Oh, don't even go there. Jacinda Ardern. Ugh. If you ever see the video of her walking there with that junk hanging in front of her.
Oh, yeah. It is just as handsome as Lightfoot. I think that would be the ultimate horror movie to have the two of them in the same movie. Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. I have to have dinner shortly. Don't make me puke. Anyway, thanks a lot, old buddy. It's a great show. I won't take up any more of your time. You'll probably have other callers calling in. So I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right. Thanks, man.
Bye, buddy.
Take care. Oh, yeah. What a horror show. New Zealand and Australia, guys, are really getting the brunt of this right now. It's fucking unreal. Let's see. Yeah, this is good. I love this one. Good for some comic relief here. CBS News had this story August 14th, which was, Friday? Bald Eagle wins duel with state's $950 drone, sending it to the bottom of Lake Michigan. A fucking bald eagle attacked this drone, I don't know, thinking it was a bird or something. Anyway, once it grabbed a hold of it, it realized it wasn't edible and, you know, it was kind of pissed. So it just swung it and flew it into the fucking, into Lake Michigan. Ah, you know, the birds might just save this world yet. Remember that story when Bushy Boy Jr. was giving a talk in the Rose Garden, I don't know, back in 2003 or 4 or something. And as he's talking, all of a sudden this bird up above shits on his fucking shoulder, right? And he looks over and he pulls out his handkerchief and he's trying to wipe it off. And you can hear the bird up in the tree screeching like it was laughing its ass off. Oh, that's fucking classic, man. That's got to be all one of my all-time favorite freaking moments on video. That's fucking great. God damn, that's almost as good as the monkey scratching his ass and snipping his fingers. Remember that one? Anyway. But this is another classic right here. The freaking eagle trashes a drone. Awesome. On August 14th, Forbes reported national debt to surpass $78 trillion by 2028. What it means for Americans. Well, I don't need a fucking article to tell me what that means, but imagine, guys, $78 trillion by 2028. Shit! Are they kidding? The way Trump's going, we'll reach $78 trillion before fucking November. Christ! $78 trillion. Guys, I bet it's actually already there. They never tell you how bad it really is. It's got to be there by now, because don't forget, back in 2008, with the bailout horseshit, they were telling us that was running, some estimates were, you know, 40-something trillion dollars just for that fiasco. You're going to tell me that since then we haven't accumulated 78? Yeah, I bet your ass we have. How many fucking trillions just with the corona bologna? Look how much money's been pissed away, guys. Money that could be used to build infrastructure, create jobs. No, they're giving it away to their fucking billionaire buddies club, as always. Hemorrhaging the economy, destroying jobs instead of creating them. Oh, when you think about it, son of a bitch. All the miseries that exist in this world, guys, 99% of them would not be ever, except for these bastards creating them. Oh, we live in a crazy fucking world. Shit happens anyway, right? You know, you're going to have evil things that go on, accidents, you know, people get sick, people die, whatever, without an intervening sleazy hand. But those miseries combined, guys, are nothing compared to what these fucking bastards have been pulling. You know, like I said before, this world could and should and would be a relative paradise except for these pricks. Well, as I'm sure you all know, Trump's brother Robert died at age 71 on Saturday. And so there he was giving what was supposed to be a eulogy, I guess. You know, what do you do during a eulogy? You talk about the person who died and, you hopefully say some nice things about them, whatever. You know, all he did was talk about his achievements. That's all he fucking did. That's all that matters in that world, guys. To put yourself up on a pedestal, to make yourself look great, make others look great, not because of the person that they are and their character. No, the things they did. Yeah, I built this great tower, and I created this business, and all with money that was stolen from people who actually fucking work for a living. Parasites, guys. That's all these people are fucking parasites. They make their grand fortunes because they have no conscience. And don't care about leeching off of other people who actually do productive work. None of these pricks, none of these fucking millionaires, billionaires, trillionaires, none of them, guys. None of them climbed to where they are except through parasitism. That's it. That's how they got there. Veterans Today had this article August 10th. Pentagon Esper. Veterans Today was right. Beirut may be an attack. We made a mistake. Also on August 10th, Veterans Today reported, Christians in Beirut, we witnessed jets and a missile flying overhead just moments before the explosion. So, you know, regardless what might be the case, some say it looks like there's doctoring in the videos. I don't know, but you've got eyewitnesses who said that they saw, something coming in. My only question would be, though, is why would they risk sending a missile when they know that radar can pick it up and track it and even trace it back to its origin? I don't know. There's some mixed bag things going back and forth. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be a missile. you know, could have been something they planted there. All the indications are, though, that it was nuclear in nature. You know, just by the nature of the explosion plume and the devastation it caused. You know, the way it hit the Richter scale so high and, you know, blah, 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 the damage that was done. Very, very powerful series of explosions. And then, of course, the film showing, you know, what looked like detonation charges going off before the two main blasts, the two big blasts. It's a lot of mysterious shit that went on there. And now we see Israel bombing fucking Gaza. Oh, you gotta love it. And we know they bombed Iran last month, don't forget. Al Jazeera reported on August 11th, Israel begins bulldozing villagers' homes in West Bank. Yep, they're bombing and bulldozing. Well, they've been bulldozing all along, haven't they? But more than ever now, guys, and bombing. They want to remove as many of them as they can in the shortest time they can. Just in case something goes wrong and Trumpy boy doesn't stay in office. They know they got a free ticket now, a free ride. They're going to, oh, and do expect in the next few months, guys, you're going to see a lot more shit go on with Israel. Absolutely. I wouldn't be surprised if measures are taken to bomb the fucking Al-Aqsa, whatever, mosque there and lay claim to the Temple Mount. That's the last major piece of the puzzle that they have been licking their chops over. So it wouldn't surprise me, guys, if before November, of course, if the bastard stays in, well, we'll have four fucking glorious years more. Not that it won't be any different under, child molester 2, Biden. But as always, guys, under, you know, even though they're just two sides of the same coin, Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter. But under Republican administrations, it's always been easier to pull shit like that, especially war-oriented shit. That's the party known for war. And it's always been primarily under Republican administrations that we've seen wars. You know, that's just how it works. One of the main reasons is because Republicans are supposed to be conservatives. So, you know, they can pull ultra-liberal shit more easily than a liberal can. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget, we saw the same thing under Bush, right? Some of the most ultra-liberal policies were being pushed by the bastard. But because he was a conservative, virtually nobody complained about it. They blame the other side. It's those damn liberals. That's what they're doing now with Trump, right? His policies are fucking extremely liberal. They're blaming the liberals for it. It's fucking unreal. If you doubt it, just turn on Fox. Just watch Fox. That's all they do 24/7. They complain a lot of times about the right things on there, but they want you to think it's the damn liberals, not our good boy Trump who's trying to make America great again. The mind fuckery of it all. And as always, the swelling masses, for the most part, fall for it every goddamn time. Gobble it down. Excuse me. CBS News reported August 15th. FBI team arrives this weekend to take part in Beirut probe. Now, there's some mindfuckery for you right there. The FBI is going to probe. Notice how they show up, fucking weeks later. But nevertheless, the FBI, guys. What the fuck business do they have over there? How in any way, shape, or form is that their jurisdiction? Well, the only thing I could come up with is they only want the finest cover-up artists, to handle the job for them. All the FBI ever does, guys, they disappear key pieces of information and produce, fake reports pointing in the wrong direction. Every time, that's all they ever do, all they've ever done. So they realize they get so much experience at it, they're so good at it, we'll call these guys in. Imagine that, guys. The FBI on the case in fucking Lebanon. You got to be kidding. Well, hey, why not? The FBI's charter says that they're, supposed to be limited to domestic investigations, right? So why not have them go international when we got the CIA, who's supposed to be international and not be domestic, and yet they've done more work domestically than they've even ever done internationally. Oh, they've done a lot of international shit, too. But most of their operations through the years have been fucking domestic against their own charter. So, you know, why not have the reverse for the FBI? Only makes sense, right? Everything else is fucking bass-ackwards. Fox News reported on August 16th, InfoWars correspondent arrested on robbery and domestic violence charges. You know, listener sent this to me the other day, and I was just going to mention that in passing with a little comment at the end of it. You know, I wasn't going to really delve into it, you know, that much. But another listener sent me an interesting breakdown of this story. Very interesting indeed. The charges against her, guys, actually are legitimate. Yet she claims that she's being harassed for speaking the truth against the government. You know, she just came out with a video, Shadowgate, which, you know, for the most part is pretty good. Although, of course, in the thing, she's fucking exonerating Trump, as you might guess. What else could she do working for Alex Jonestein there? But anyway, here's a summary of her story, just to catch you up to speed so you don't fall for her crybaby shit that the government's targeting her. Oh, not that the government doesn't do that. Yes, it does. But in her case, no. She's just exploiting this to make some shekels and get sympathy points. First of all, understand, her name is Millie Weaver. She was involved in a domestic incident with her mother, which resulted in her mother filing criminal complaints against her in Polk County, Ohio, back in April, late April, right? A grand jury convened on these charges and issued a writ on or around July 18th, about a month ago. Because the charges are domestic in nature, they raised the issue of Weaver's competency as a parent. And so, naturally, CPS got involved. Now, I'm not a fan by any means of fucking CPS. But in this case, guys, it would appear, especially where her mother was the one who brought up the charges, that she is, in fact, a negligent parent, right? Anyway, let me go on here. Millie Weaver and her attorneys knew in advance that she was going to be arrested on Friday, this past Friday. They knew in advance. So, knowing that this was going to happen, she had her lackeys time the release of her documentary, Shadowgate, right? So that, A, it could get more views now that she's in the spotlight, right, with this story, and B, so that she could use the arrest for an entirely personal matter as a claimed attempt to silence her documentary, you see. Guys, this whole thing is making a mockery of the truth movement. And so you got to wonder if the whole thing was set up in the first place for that very reason. Those crazy freaking conspiracy nuts. Look, now she's got all these charges and this big fiasco was going on and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And it's also going to discourage any new recruits into the, you know, the pseudo truth movement, you know, the Alex Jonesian periphery movement there. Some of the unstable new recruits are probably going to throw their arms up. Oh, my God, is this what I got myself into? The hell with this. You see what I'm saying? It's a win-win situation as always, guys. When they pull shit like this, it discredits the whole damn thing so that those completely on the outside have more reason to point a finger of condemnation. Those who are on the fence will jump now over to the other side from whence they came and never want to return back again, right? And those who are fully on the other side of the fence, who know what's going on, have become even more discredited. It's so fucking disgusting. This little bitch just wanted attention and wanted to make money. It turns out, I guess, she wanted to be an actress and she couldn't make it in Hollywood. So she probably got introduced by somebody like fucking Charlie Sheen to Jones and saw that he made a lot of money fast doing this. So, hey, maybe I can do it too, you know? So it's all about her getting in the spotlight. It's all about her making a fast buck. She doesn't give a shit about the fucking truth any more than Mr. Jones does, guys. Anyway, she established a GoFundMe page to rip off unsuspecting dupes guys who believed that, you know, the whole attempt to silence her, her documentary was, you know, that had nothing to do with any real charges or any real wrong that she did. It was just to foil her attempts to expose government corruption, right? Anyway, as of now, as of this afternoon, she has raised more than $150,000. That's nothing to sneeze at. $150,000, you know, to fight her legal battles. If this thing, the whole thing was staged, she doesn't have any legal battles to fight. She's going to pocket that fucking money. Oh, yeah. And if she's already made that much since Friday, how much more is she going to make in the coming days? She'll be up in the millions before too long. She's probably shaking Mr. Jones's hands right now. Oh, wow. Hey, thanks for the hot tip. This worked flawlessly. At the court hearing this morning on the domestic violence charges, the secret indictment was unsealed, revealing, in fact, that the charges against her and her boyfriend have nothing to do with Millie's documentary, her free speech rights, or the so-called deep state attempting to silence her, you know, the liberal enemies of the good man, Trump. Anyway, so she will not admit all of the above. She's denying it all, nor is she likely to refund a dime of all this money that she ripped off of people supporting her. She's been lying, saying it has to do with the movie. How much you want to bet, even though these court documents have revealed that there's no connection between her getting arrested and you know, her film, she's still going to push that narrative to you know, to get more money. A woman named Tori, is what she calls herself, who is the linchpin witness in Millie's Shadowgate documentary, is herself a fraudster, as it turns out. She's lied about her military record and is defending Millie, sticking to the story that, you know, the deep state is engaged in a child grab, you know, through CPS. Anyways, I got a few more things to say in this. Let's go right back.
It's always been the Jews.
No way. No way. Nobody talks about the Jews. And you say the Jews are behind everything that's bad in this world?
Yes.
Even Islamic terrorism. Even 9/11?
Jews.
War in Syria?
Jews.
China's expansion?
Jews.
Illegal migration? Child trafficking? Opioid crisis?
Jews. Do you want to really know how deep is the Jewish rabbi hole? Then listen to the hard-hitting talk radio Renegade Broadcasting.
Yeah.
You're listening to Renegade Broadcasting.
All right, guys, so just a couple more points here. So as of this morning, after the court hearing there, her kids were released to her. But it turns out they weren't being held by CPS. They were turned over to a family member. So here she is complaining that CPS took her kids. That's not what happened. They never took her kids, guys. So she's just completely distorting this, lying through her rotten teeth. I wonder if she did this with, you know, with government cooperation, or better yet, she's cooperating with the government. If they staged this whole thing, not just herself having staged it with Alex, this might be a much bigger thing to discredit the truth movement. I mean, you got to keep your mind open to all the possibilities. Anyway, her faithful employer, Mr. Jones, as it turns out, has distanced himself from her naturally. As it turns out, she never actually worked for him directly. She was independently contracted with his reporters so that he didn't have to put her, or them for that matter, on the payroll. And it gave Jones legal protection from any false or defamatory statements that Weaver or other reporters might make. So he always made sure to take care of his little ass. It's all he cares about, guys. Trying to make himself look good and make, you know, make the shekels. That's all she cares about. So, you know, they're going to be undoubtedly discrediting the truth movement. They don't even have to say anything more than just reporting the story, and it's already just going to, you know, serve that purpose, right? It's just so disgusting. Anyways, moving on to the COVID headlines. Ever since the, here it is. I was talking about, you know, more protests resulting, growing out of the initial ones in Germany last week. Half a million people? Well, sure enough, it's the movement's been exploding around the world now. There's been quite a few. I'll just go over some of the highlights here. The BBC reported on August 16th, hundreds gather in Madrid for anti-mask protests. How much you want to bet, guys? Hundreds? If you look at some of the pictures, it looks like a hell of a lot more than just hundreds. You can bet it's probably in the thousands, maybe tens of thousands. But nevertheless, Madrid had a good sized one. The EU Observer reported on August 17th, anti-mask protesters gather in Spain and Belgium. So Belgium had another one of their own protests. The UK's Mirror reported August 15th. Huge anti-mask crowd protests against lockdown restrictions and 5G phone networks. Wow. Awesome. Awesome. Oh, that we will see shit like that happening here. We damn well better. IndyStar.com reported on July 27th, no mask, don't ask. Demonstrators claim overreach on mask mandates at Indianapolis rallies. Hey, so there you go, guys. Some shit is happening in this frickin' comatose country of ours. So that's good news. See more, though. Need to see a hell of a lot more. But some are awake in this country, and they are doing something, thank heavens. SCMP.com had this headline August 11th. Japan has anti-mask protesters, too, led by a coronavirus-denying political hopeful. Ah, nice. Getting my vote if I was in Japan. The Times of London had this article August 15th. Coronavirus in Scotland. Anti-mask protesters banned from park. Ah, fuck you. All the more reason to protest all the louder. That's all. Fuck their ban. The fuck is that shit? Imagine, guys. Banning protests from a park is telling them you don't have freedom of speech. Remember Georgie Jr. was talking about, oh, no, you can't be here, but you can go in the free speech zone across town. Everywhere he went, he was pulling that shit. Remember? The pre-designated areas. So what does that mean? Outside those small fenced-in pre-designated areas, you're not in a free speech zone? That's exactly what that meant. On August 17th, Newsweek had this headline, anti-mask protests across Europe as coronavirus cases rise 4 days in a row. Again, cases rise. The fake numbers rise. Eveningtelegraph.co.uk reported August 12th, Perth anti-lockdown protesters brand coronavirus measures draconian. Wow, what the fuck else would you fucking brand them as? August 13th, the New Zealand Herald reported COVID-19 coronavirus lockdown protest stops traffic in Wangari. So hopefully they'll keep up with that and it'll do more than just stopping traffic. The Argus.co.uk on August 8th had this headline, Brighton anti-lockdown protest on seafront. As you can see, there's been quite a few in Britain, guys. Quite a few in Britain. How many have occurred in this country in the same time frame? I only know of one. I hope there's more. If anybody knows, please tell me. Well, I know, you know, our Chicago caller there has been doing his part, but, man, guys, there needs to be a hell of a lot more being done here. God damn it. They're moving very, very rapidly. LeedsLive.co.uk reported August 10th. Anti-lockdown activists return to Leeds for another protest and vow to create their own community. Hey, 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 all right. Awesome. Awesome. What we need to see happening. Just complete separatism from the whole fucking system. You want to lick each other's ass into oblivion? Go for it. Have at it. We want no part of it. Leave us a fucking loan. We'll leave you a fucking loan. We'll both be the happier for it. Coming back to our discussion of face masks and the torture factor from, what was it, last week, the week before, or a couple weeks ago. Here's another interesting discovery I made this, well, I didn't make it. Somebody sent this to me the other day. On January 18, 2002, the U.S. Defense Department released a photo of detainees at Camp X-Ray, guys, at Guantanamo, right? Guantanamo Bay. And I never thought, I remember seeing these pictures, but it's so long ago, I don't even remember how, you know, except for the orange jumpsuits, you know, I don't remember how they were dressed. Well, guess what? These detainees, in addition to their orange jumpsuits, were shown with goggles, face masks, earmuffs, and thick gloves. All of which were designed, of course, to torture the individual through sensory deprivation. All the five senses are being blocked, right? But they did this, guys, as a means of torture. It wasn't just, you know, the waterboarding and all the other fucking shit they put them through. It was this shit here. Look how psychopathic this is. How America likes to pride itself, you know, and being humane and upholding international law that forbids, things like torture and other inhumane treatments. Oh, guys, we've been leading the pack for years now, in case you haven't noticed. But do realize this outfit, we're, pretty much halfway there. They've already got us wearing face masks. They're talking, and there's been a lot more talk this week, too, about the fucking goggle factor, right? You know that's coming. They've been pushing, fucking gloves, right? Pretty soon, guys, I'm telling you, it's going to be a fucking full goddamn bodysuit, for Christ's sakes. Oh, and the cha-ching they're going to make off of that, too. Anyway, from 1950 to 1962, the CIA, I see there's a call. I'll get to you in just one second. Hold on. The CIA, along with, Canada's Defense Research Board, I mentioned some of this a couple weeks ago, but in addition to some of the other doctors, they also funded another Canadian psychologist, Dr. Donald Hebbs, who did a lot of research into torture and seemingly more humane, but yet just as, if not more effective methods than physical torture, right? He found that he could induce a state akin to psychosis in just 48 hours. What had the doctor done? Drugs? Hypnosis? Electroshock? Nope, none of the above. What he found is that for 2 days, student volunteers at McGill University, where Hebb was chair of psychology, simply sat in comfortable cubicles, deprived of sensory stimulation by goggles, gloves, and fucking earmuffs. How do you like that, guys? So here's another item to add to the list. And I already added this to those notes, but here's another item to add where it has been shown that, sensory deprivation through gloves, masks, blah, 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 drives people into psychosis. And you wonder now why we hear so many tales of suicide going through the roof, right? It's not just because of the lockdowns themselves and people losing their jobs, losing their homes. People are getting depressed just with the fucking mask bullshit. It is. This has been scientifically proven to actually drive people fucking mad and suicidal. Oh, you motherfuckers, man. Anyways, got another caller. It's our Chicago buddy. What's happening, man?
Yeah, Charles.
What's up?
Oh, yeah, man. Just a couple things. There's just between last Monday and this Monday, there's just too many fucked up things that, have been coming down around this area on a regular basis. I couldn't even, there's not enough time, but just two things, one negative and one positive. Okay. While I was out at O'Hare Airport with Eli James, who's not the biggest guy around, he's 72. We had our, kite COVID virus is a hoax, and 50 million of you glam will drop dead if you take it. We had those two signs. We had two of them. I got two of them now, and we're out in the O'Hare area. It used to be just an incredibly mobbed intersection. I mean, this fucking thing. He tells me it's the busiest intersection in Cook County. I'm getting too wordy here. Okay. But that area out there is just a depression. It's a black hole. I'll speed it up. There's just hotels. There's a convention center. There's a shopping mall. You got the second busiest airport in the country. It's literally a depression. I came up with this fucked up idea to go out there. And then when I went there, I said, this is crazy. Everything's closed up. I mean, there's no planes coming in the airport. The hotels are basically closed, okay? There's no conventions. Nobody's
I've been
in
seeing
the mall.
A lot of reports. New York City right now is becoming essentially a ghost town. People are leaving en masse. Businesses are gone. It's fucking unreal.
Anyway, I get the point. Well, we were out there at this intersection. We did get some play, and I'm going to get into the positive thing that I called up about. I just looked at Gateway Pundit, and there's been so many fucked up things here. I can't get into them all. You would just hang the phone up on me and say, Tony, you're taking too long. Okay, but this is worth the message. I just noticed this. I went to gatewaypundit.com. Okay, I'm sure you've heard of that. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You got about two-thirds down the page. And here, this is just so typical of this city, okay? Chicago BLM mob lead off weekend march with Loot It All Back banner, okay, and open the declaration of more lootings to come. Okay, so these BLM shit fucks, while I was out at O'Hare with Eli James protesting, and we were getting I'm going back to that corner, by the way, with him or without him, okay. These pieces of shit were down there, okay, celebrating the looting of the prior weekend, and these little shit fucks that deserve to get their faces slapped. They're white, and they got this big banner, Loot It All Back. And they're with all these, I'm just going to say what I'm going to say, okay? They're with all these, you know, white-hating, I'll be politically correct, white-hating communist Negroes that would really want to fucking just slaughter them, because that's what BLM is all about, dude. It's a black communist group financed by kikes. And they hate white people, and they don't even fucking hide it. But, you know, these brainwashed pieces of shit that occupy this metropolitan area, so many of these whites, and you know what? It's probably about the same in Boston. They hate themselves, and their kids are out there with this fucking sign, Loot It All Back, with these white-hating black motherfuckers. I'm just going to say it. It's just total mental illness. They must have came from this neighborhood. I'm going to speed this up again, and I'll get to the good part, because we have – this is an integrated neighborhood. It's about 2/3 white, 70% white. It seems like it's gotten a little blacker. Yeah, it's upper middle class to lower level wealthy. And Black Lives Matter signs all over these fucking houses. And 2/3 of the people that have Black Lives Matter signs on their lawns are fucking white. And for the life of me, I can't, considering what has been coming down in this city, how this downtown area just gets constantly looted by these pieces of shit. And they were down there again this weekend. These pieces of self-hating shit in this neighborhood. And I know what they are. They are church fucks. Okay. Okay, and they go to this pedophile Catholic church, and you know, we have self fucking hate fucking preaching that in that institution. Probably they might have came from this neighborhood. Okay, I've got the wealthiest people in the neighborhood, a Bentley and a Rolls Royce, 4 to 5 years old. They've got one of these fucked up signs, but it's Black Lives Matter, and then something about COVID bullshit. It's about science, and we believe open borders from Mexico. All right, anyway, it is fucked up here. I'm only here because of a 92-year-old mother, and I hope she does take this fucking kike shot for COVID, because I want to get the fuck out of here and go back to Fort Myers. Anyway, the good part, and then I'll let you go. Okay. The good part is that these people, man, and I wasn't out today because the refrigerator broke here yesterday, and I've been scrambling, moving food around. The good part is people are really sick and tired. You're mentioning about all those protests in Europe. Man, I fucking see it. And the two old ladies we got up in northern Illinois, they're protesting. They're like amazing because everybody just fucking loves us. You know, people are pissed off about this. So, I mean, I'm serious. I mean, I was out all last week. I didn't go out today because I'm fucking around with a broken refrigerator, moving food around, coolers, going to my friends, bringing my meat and all this bullshit. I got fucked yesterday. The fridge went, okay? So I'm not going to waste your time on that. But people are fucking pissed. Now, whether we could translate...
Well, you know, here's the thing, okay? Let's just pretend that we were in the middle of a pandemic, right? Certainly we're not, and we never were. But even if we were... The fact of the government telling you what you can and can't fucking do, that's nothing but playing da-da to the little children. No, no, no. It's our decision that we make for our own lives. We don't need these fucking pricks. And especially when they want to tell us that we're going to have to take a vaccine, which is a major threat to our fucking health. Sure. You gotta be shitting me. People better wake up and fast.
No, but no, I'm Charles, they're fucking waking up. They know. I don't know about obviously not to the extent that we're woken up and the listeners to the show are woken up and Kyle Hunt is woken up. Yeah, I mean, but they know a large percentage. I don't know if it's half, but it's approaching. Because, I mean, they know that this pandemic is full of shit and there's no such fucking thing. Yep. I know that. But we have people stopping, giving us fucking water. Say, I'm so glad someone's saying something about this fucking bullshit.
Nice. Now,
you know,
nice.
Yeah, but it's still not to the point where they're going to go on the side of the road with me. Okay, because one broad gave me water. I said, I got a sign. You want to go? No, I got a dinner date. And I would have fucked her, okay, because she's not bad. Okay? Yeah, so, yeah, we're not at that point, but the positive thing is, after 5 months of this fucking kike bullshit, people realize that this is bullshit and they're being fucking scared.
They are going to push us to a point where people aren't going to have a choice. They're going to have to. I just hope they don't wait too long, though, because, we're going to reach a point where it's going to be fucking too late.
No, well, the time to fucking do it is right now. I wasn't out today. I'm fucking around with a broken refrigerator. Okay, my whole life fell apart, man. Your refrigerator goes down, and you are fucked. I'm not wasting.
Yeah, especially so in the summer.
I'm fucking around for 2 days now, and I want to do an overpass protest out by O'Hare, and go after this Lightfoot bitch. And there's all kinds of plans around here, but this is the time you were talking about big demonstrations. Wait, is there actually some demonstration planned, or you're talking about somewhere in this country? What were you talking about? I missed the first couple
minutes.
Yeah,
it's not formulated yet, but I got a friend who's working with somebody else. He's going to let me know when they got the details.
All right, well, that's cool. Yeah, I probably is going to be too far away, but like I said, me, I'm into the distributed approach. 5,000 people could fucking rock this fucking country. And no one's doing
nothing. Maybe you could help in the sense of getting the word out on your end, and let other people know maybe that can make that trip,
But
whatever.
5,000 people doing what I've been doing and these old ladies up in North Illinois, and they're doing it. I mean, they're rabble rousers. They're fucking refusing to get out of places with masks. They've had the cops called on them and everything, the rabble rousers. I bet you think we can fucking get 5,000 of me, Eli, these two old bags up there. I mean, we could rock this fucking country. Anyway, so that is the good news. But, like I said, it has to explode now, okay? I mean, I see it there, but it's just I've been fucking around on Richie from Boston comments, giving the website, why don't you people go out and protest and bullshit? And now I'm going to get negative and then I'll let you go. There's too many people looking at the religious angle of this. I mean, and I mean it. The second coming of Christ, which is, there's just nothing you can fucking do about this. It's the second coming of Christ.
It's part of God's plan.
We'll fucking lose this round, but in the end, after 90% of us are fucking dead, we will win. Jesus will come back and kill every last one of these fucking kikes, and everything will be fine. No, I'm serious. I've read this shit on his comment section, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Because he's gone with this bullshit now. He's gone with that line of fucking bullshit. And there's just, and it is bullshit. And too many people. So that's a big stumbling block. But, okay, I'll let you go. But I really fucking see it. But, but it's not quite over the top. You know what I'm saying? Where, because, we can make these people shit a fucking brick. If people just went out, in my plan, 5,000, and told everybody. People are still afraid, though. They'll tell me, they'll stop what I'm doing, to go out and say, this is full of shit. It's a fucking lie. I know I'm screaming in the phone. If these Jews would shit a brick if millions of people were doing this, or even 5,000 people were doing it like I'm fucking doing it, these people would shit, because it is a fucking lie. But there's still a hesitation there. Anyway, this city is totally fucked up. I'll let you go.
Yeah, and it's not the only one, man.
And no, it's not. I got to let you go because I could get into the whole thing about this Lightfoot, and the police chief most likely was in the whole fucking thing last Sunday. They looted the whole fucking North. I got to let you go. I can't take your whole show up because I just told you there's too many fucking things. It could have been all cordoned off, and they could have put roadblocks and got all these motherfuckers, but I'm not going to. I've been on a long enough, okay? So I'll let you go.
We'll call in next week.
I will.
All right, thanks, man. All right, guys, we got another caller waiting on the line here. Welcome to the show, caller.
You talking to me, Charlie?
Yeah. What's up, man?
Hi, Charlie. Yeah, what's up, man? I just want to say I've been driving up and down California, and the craziest thing happened just yesterday. I was at a beach. I was trying to look for a camping, and there's no camping to be had. Obviously, it's hot, but also a lot of people are getting motorhomes and kind of heading out of their hometowns because of all this bullshit. But anyway, I was talking to a couple, an older couple, and some crazy son of a bitch. I walked over there. I have my dog with me, and I'm like, "Hey guys, you mind if my dog comes and meets your dog? Because my dog's friendly and all that stuff." And they're all, "No, no problem." There's an older couple, so we started talking, making a little small talk. I see some guy hone in on me, and he starts walking right at me, right? He's like an older guy, but obviously spends a lot of time in the gym, right? My older guy, I mean, you know, 50-ish, but about my age, but you know, I'm an older guy too. But anyway, so he starts coming right at me and he's all, is this your dog? And I thought he was coming at me because I have a really cool dog and a lot of people like to come and, you know, meet my dog or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, it's my dog. And he's like, you let your dog, and mind you, this guy's got no mask on, right? He's got no mask on at all. He comes up, he's like, you let your dog in their space? This is a line. He's like, this is a line. This is their space. And you let your fucking dog in here? You know, and I started, I'm so blown away. I'm like kind of laughing, you know? And he's like, you let your dog in here? He's all, you endangering these people by letting your dog in here. And he's, meanwhile, he's got no mask on, right? Yeah, and he's like, this is the psychosis we're dealing with. He's out of his fucking mind, right? And he's like coming up here and like, I mean, a little drunk too, obviously, but coming up to me all aggressive and stuff. And then people looked at him and they said, yeah, he did have permission. Yeah, this guy didn't have permission. We did. Anyway, but it was like, it just goes to show the craziness. And then they're all like, I don't know if they were liberals or just whatever, but they're all, did you see this guy's flag when he walked away? I looked at him and said, see what fear does to people? You know?
Yeah, right.
And he's walking away. I'm all, see what fear does? And all, did you see his flags? And he's got a Trump 2020 flag flying over his
mind. Oh, Jesus.
Beneath it, it says, proud Americans, proud Christian American flag. Like, as a Christian, almost assaulted me. He was drunk. I was actually totally sober because I was driving. I would have beat the shit out of this old guy.
You know how you get people back like that, though? You just say, oh, I see you're a Christian. Oh, I'm glad you're sharing the love of Jesus. I feel so warm and cozy.
Charles, bro, it was so crazy, man. He was like, he had this wild look in his eye.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, if he's a believer in this bullshit virus, which is complete crap. He would have been wearing a mask. He would have asked to come into their space. I mean, he actually did mention space like a libtard. You know, it was crazy, dude.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And yeah, and today, I'll make it quick. This last thing I have to say, I know that we probably have more callers want to call in, but today, there's a place I usually go to that doesn't fuck with me because I never wear a mask. You know, I went to Walmart with my girlfriend and...
Oh, you know, we got a break coming in. You want to hold on? Hold on, let the break.
I'll hang on.
All right, stick with us, folks. Be right back.
Of the WHO, the World Health Organization. It has come to our attention that various neo-Nazi groups are trying to promote natural, healthy, alternative products to white people. The Rockefeller Foundation didn't spend billions of dollars in creating the synthetic and safe medical and pharmaceutical industries, so some far-right startup like heathenherbs.com, to name but one, can now destroy over 100 years of testing on humans and other animals. Your painful death today helps us treat black, brown, and yellow children tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you.
right, folks, welcome back. Yeah, Carly, you were about to relate another story?
Yeah, I was just saying today, my girlfriend and I, she wanted to go to Walmart. I don't usually go to Walmart. I know that how they are there. I've heard about it. So anyway, we go there. We both don't have masks on. We walk in. She's much more timid than me. But she actually went in the first time without a mask. And a guy outside says, you got to have a mask. I just walked by him. I said, I don't wear a mask. I walked in and they have a guy at the door. And he's like, you need a mask. And he's much more forceful, you know. And I looked at him. I said, I don't fucking wear a mask. I'm all, this is all bullshit. And he's all, I don't disagree with you, but you have to wear a mask. And I'm getting to the point on that in a minute. But I don't disagree,
but oh, man.
That's exactly the verbatim what he said. So anyway, I told my girlfriend, I said, okay, I'm not going here. And then she ended up putting a mask on. This has been very hard on her because she rides kind of in between. You know, she understands, but she's not a fighter. But anyway, so I said, okay, I'm going to a different store, which is the Winco store in my town, which I've never had a problem. I mean, yeah, they have all the signs and everything, but they never give me a hard time. So I go in there and I went to the service desk where you could take like a few items because everybody buys large amounts of groceries there. So if you have like 10 items or less, you can go to the service desk. So anyway, I go there and there's a Hispanic chick and she actually rings me up and then she says, you know what, sir, I can't serve you without a mask.
Oh,
and that's never happened there before. And I said, well, I don't wear masks. And she says, yeah, well, I can't. And she looked very, very uncomfortable. And, you know, and looked at me. She had a mask. She says, please put this on. Just put it around your neck. I don't want to deny it. Just please put it on.
And yeah, so she didn't want to get in trouble.
I put it around my neck. Okay. And then, I said, you know, this is all bullshit. She's all, I know this is all bullshit. I'm trying to tell people and they think I'm fucking crazy. She's like,
wow.
It's depopulation. She started going over all of it. I'm like, yeah, but the point I'm trying to get to is what is the easiest resistance you can do right now is not wearing a mask. You will not be arrested. You will not be billy clubbed. You will not be shot. You know, it's going
to
get much harder.
And the thing is if they can't resist, if they can't stand up to this, you know, relatively mild shit, what's it going to be like later?
Right.
You know?
Right. And I'm not asking. I wasn't asking her to not do it on her job. I know she'll get fired.
Right.
But everywhere else you go. And I can't believe it, man. In California, I swear I'm the only one ever anymore. Very few exceptions. Sometimes I go into store and I'll see one or two other. I'm the only one ever. And it's like I feel it's very depressing. And I'm sure other people have said this and, you know, I'll get up the line here in a minute, but it's very depressing. You know, it's hard enough going into places. It's daunting. It's like you got to go on a mission to get your food. You know, it's like a mission, you know, and I got to do it in the morning because that's the only time I'm really got that kind of gung ho attitude where I'm going in. And I just put this hard ass look on my face. And I'm like, don't fuck with me. Don't talk to me. Don't even, you know, I'm getting my fucking groceries. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Anyway, sorry for cursing so much, but that's how I feel about it. And it's like very depressing looking around and seeing my fellow Americans who most people know this is bullshit. And yet they
still going along. Yeah.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, buddy.
We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It is frustrating, folks. And the thing is, they're going to keep adding more hurdles, you know, jump over this one. Now this one. Now this one, you know, cross this line. Now this line. Now. They're having a field day, guys. An absolute fucking field day. CNN Business reported earlier today. Vaccine maker backed by Bill and Melinda Gates soars 40%.
Oh, but it's not about the money. It's about your health, of course.
Not just about the money, that's for sure. Oh, it's about the big power grab, too. But definitely the money factor figures in there. Absolutely. CTVnews.ca reported on the 13th Friday, Thursday. Collateral damage. Doctors worry patients diagnosed with more advanced cancers because of delays. Yeah, there's another little blessing brought to us by the COVID bullshit. Been a lot of delays in hospitals. People get put on waiting lists. And in the meantime, cancers that could have and would have been caught early and they could have been saved from are now, you know, mastitizing and out of control. And yeah, they're winding up dying where their lives could have been saved otherwise. You fucking pricks. I told you the story. My daughter had to wait. I think 2 months or something, over 2 months. She finally got it taken care of, but she had to wait over 2 months to get two root canals that she had done. She was halfway through them, and you know she had the temporary pieces put in. But you know those are they're meant to only last like a week or two at best, right? She had them for over 2 months. And so, you know, she was calling the dentist and asking, you know, he took calls. That was it. She couldn't go in and see him. But he kept telling her, oh, you know, just grind your food up. She was eating like a fucking senior citizen out of a blender, for Christ's sakes. Oh, son of a bitch. Aretz reported on August 17th today, a vaccine for coronavirus. A large number of Israeli doctors will refuse to get it, it says. Ooh, how do you like that? Isn't that interesting? I'm getting ahead of myself, but I probably won't have time to get to this anyway. I think it's later in my notes, but somebody brought to my attention this week. I guess recently, maybe it wasn't recently. I think it was like a year ago. They were talking to, what's his face there? Dr. Oz, you know, about flu shots. And he's like, oh, no, I think it was COVID. Yeah, it was recent. They were asking about the COVID vaccine coming up. And he says, well, if it makes people feel at ease, I myself am going to get one, but not my kids. Not my kids, he said. Do you like that? Newsweek had this headline August 15th. Production of COVID-19 vaccine starts in Russia, but half of country's medics won't take it. How do you like that? So a large percentage of Israeli doctors are saying no already, and half of Russia's medics are saying no to the thing before it's even out. Ooh, looks like things aren't going to go all so well for you, Mr. Gates, are they, you fucking scumbag? Well, hopefully it won't just be in the area of the vaccine refusals that you'll be facing some trouble coming up. I hope you have a lot more things than that to worry about, you Mr. Piece of Shit himself. USNews.com reported on July 29th, Eye of the Storm. Listen to this, guys. First they told us, oh, COVID causes brain damage. It causes heart trouble, serious heart trouble, you know, on and on and on, right? It comes out your shit, out in your farts, in your fucking sperm, you know, on and on and on. Now they're saying vision problems, part of COVID-19's collateral damage. Are you fucking kidding? Jesus, God damn. They got just about every fucking body organ covered now, don't they? Your balls will fall off. Your dick will become shriveled. Your breasts will fall off. Get the fuck out of here. We're not buying any of it, okay? We never did. We certainly aren't buying it now. There's no fucking pandemic now, baby. Never was before, but there certainly isn't now. And yet they have billions of people around the world complying with this fucking ridiculous, mindless, torturous fucking horseshit. How much longer, humanity, are you going to put up with this fucking inhumane bullshit? How much longer? Oh, yes, momentum is building. Protests are taking place. But, oh, God damn it. There needs to be a hell of a lot more. There needs to be outright fuck you-ism. Not even wearing them. Protests, yes, that's great. Let's do it. But just like the caller who just called in, just go to fucking Walmart. I went in the other day. I actually forgot. I do it just because, you know, I'm kind of picking my battles. And to me, that's not something major. And well, it is, actually. And I'm certainly all supportive for those that don't. But my tactic has been, you know, I'm going to wait till the big shit, like the, you know, the vaccine where it's life-threatening. I don't care for 5 minutes. It's, to me, it isn't worth it. If they're going to outright throw you out of the store and you can't even fucking buy anything, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to spend $50 driving around trying to find a place that will let me in without a mask. And chances are I won't find one. everywhere in my area. That's it. They do not, will not let you in. They'll fucking call the cops. You know what I'm saying? So to me, it's just not even fucking worth it. But anyways, I forgot. I genuinely forgot. I went into this fucking store, didn't have a mask on, right? And this fucking lady gives me this nasty look. I couldn't tell by the snarl on her face because it was covered, but she squinted her eyes, you know, with that evil fucking grin, that evil look. And I'm thinking, what the hell's her problem, you know? And then I took a few steps forward, and then I realized, oh, shit, I don't have a mask, you know? I'm like, well, you know what? I'm already fucking in here. I'm not going to turn back now. I went through the whole store, bought a few things. I don't stay in any store too long, you know, but grabbed two or three items, checked out. Nobody said a word. So fuck them. I might start doing that more and more now. I don't give a shit. But the look she gave me, oh, if she had a can of mace, she probably would have fucking turned it on me. Anyway, got another caller on the line. Welcome to the show, caller.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, what's up? Is that Greg?
No, this is Bobby of Florida.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, I got it down to a science, man. When I go to Walmart, I was taking an old ripped up shirt. I had a work shirt, like a t-shirt. Just put it around, you know, tie it on out. But whatever I use for, I just go in the store and then pull the fucking thing down. Put it down, just leave it around your neck. That's why I like a bandana better. And just walk around without it. I see people without masks all the time. And I usually do, like you say, I say, hey, thanks, man. And they go, yeah, no problem. You know, and then they go into the, you know, talking about the whole thing. It's all bullshit. Every day I run into the same thing, but I don't let it get to me. I don't let them get me because I go in there without it, and I don't care who looks. I get people give me shit all the time. You know, some lady said today I was in here today. She goes, he don't belong in here. You know, well, she didn't say it to me. She was talking to her daughter or whatever, but, you know, I'm not worried about her. I just said, look, I can't breathe. You know,
he's not one of us. He's not a cult member. Oh, Jesus. Right. Christ.
Yeah, and then me and my girlfriend, we're on our way to the store. We see the lady with her husband in the car with one on. And I'm just, you could beat this like a dead horse, man. I mean, people are tired of it. We're really tired of talking about it. It's here. Yeah, I mean,
this is dividing the country even more than BLM and Antifa is.
Right. I had a woman the other day tell me, hey, you're not 6 foot away. Oh, you're one of them, huh? I don't know what they call them. We got a name for them now, Karen or something. I don't know.
Hey, you know what you should have said? Well, hold on, lady. Let me pull my dick out, and I'll make sure I'm 6 feet away.
But I saw that a guy today, he was in a chair, one of those rolling chairs, you know, an older guy. And I said, how do you get in here? He goes, I just told him I didn't have my mask. I forgot it. And I just rolled on. I go, do it all the time. He goes, I'm going to. So, you know, people are tired of it. I mean, they get you at the door, but then when you're in there, and there's other parts and other counties away from here in Tampa, and you can go right in there without a store, especially these people who own the stores, these Indians and all. They let you come right on in, man. No, they don't wear a mask. Come on in. I don't care. You just, as long as you buy something, I don't care.
Screw the mask. Yeah, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. There was one Indian dude who was working at the Walmart, the guy who checks you, you know, and I didn't have a mask. Now I go, well, I got it. He goes, I didn't see nothing. I don't care.
Oh, wow. That's cool. Good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and then I see kids playing football, little peewee football. That was really nice to see a whole bunch of people and a cop in the parking lot at this ball field. And I got goosebumps just seeing people without masks. Like, wow, this is the way the world's supposed to be, you know?
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
And it just almost made me cry. I mean, like, God, 5 months ago, just think we were on a, like we're on another planet. It's like it's upside down. It's
There's
nuts.
Some hope. Yeah, I was mentioning last week, I was in Hampton Beach, you know, up in New Hampshire a couple of weeks ago, and it was great. Nobody had masks anywhere, and they weren't social distancing. People were walking arm in arm, you know, outside on the sidewalk, you know, up and down the stores and, you know, in the stores.
The beach is like that here. We go down to the beach, down to Brayton, the beach is like that there too. I mean, people at the beach, people little stores on the beach, people are just tired of it. If more people go in a store, and if anybody's listening, go in a store, and you feel scared at first, like someone's going to do something, just pull it down on your nose, and then pull it down a little more, and then, you're a bare face, you know?
Right.
You really can't. It's just weird how people look at you now that you see eyes everywhere. It's almost like maybe you're in the Middle East or something, you know? Everyone's got
right.
It's spooky when you look at people's eyes. It does something, you know, like you kind of look into their soul, you know, or they're thinking, or, but you get a lot of looks when you're not wearing one. But I don't know. Hopefully this will go away. People keep saying, well, after the election, it's going to change. I don't know. You know, it's Charlie, I think we've seen the best years of our lives. You're in your 50s. I'm 50. I'll be 57.
I think I've seen the best years of my life. Yeah.
And it's sad, but it's true. And, you know, when you see people in lines every weekend buying all the guns they can get, no ammos at the store, those people, they know, I mean, deep down inside, they know some shit's going to go down.
Yeah.
But, all right. Well, you know, it was good to see. It was good to see Kyle with a sign out there. Or do you, how far are you from Boston?
Oh, I'm about 35 miles west.
To see if I had the money, I'd come up there and we'd go to Scully Square and make a sign. Okay, I hang out there with you.
Yeah, right.
Well, no, we're going to Roxbury, right? Roxbury.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'll get my megaphone out.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know if we'd live very long.
Yeah, right.
All right, I'll talk to you later, buddy. See you.
All right, thanks, man. Yeah.
Bye.
Oh yeah, people are getting pissed off, guys, and that's what needs to happen. That's what needs to happen. People do need to get pissed off. Anyway, yeah, let's see how much time we got here. Yeah, we got a few minutes. Trying to get as many headlines in here as I can before I didn't even get through half of this stuff, as always. But like I said, later on, I'm taking the best of the very best of all this, of putting it all together. I haven't even started editing yet because, of course, Jesus Christ, I want it to be, you know, complete, but it's not complete until, you know, we've reached, I don't know when the end. I don't think there's ever going to be an end to this. So I don't know. At some point, I'm going to just have to say I'm going to stop right here and just start editing. But so many important shit articles keep coming out, you know. I don't want to edit yet because I know there's going to be more developments. Ah, God damn it. I'm looking at a pretty major undertaking, though, because I got well over 400. I think I got 450 pages now. And then when I add, this is 25 pages here for tonight. When I add that, you know, I'm looking at close to 500 pages. Holy shit, that's going to take a while to go through, but when it's done, I'll let you know. It's going to be a powerhouse. All the good shit, all the, you know, what do you call it? You know, the TV shows with all the forecasting. What do you call it? I can't think of the name of that. All the foreshadowing stuff, you know, that you get like in The Simpsons. All of it. It's all going to be in there. The Rockefeller Report from 2010, all the indications that they staged this and funded it and on and on. It's all going to be in there. Anyway, on August 16th, predictive programming, that's the term. I don't know why the hell I couldn't think of that. On August 16th, the Guardian had this headline, Making Billions versus Ends Meet, How the Pandemic Has Split the U.S. economy in two. And yes, that's another big part of it, isn't it? To split it in two, ultra rich and ultra poor, with no middle class in between. The California Globe had this article on August 7th. Mask mouth is smelly side effect of mask wearing. Yeah, there you go. Remember I mentioned last week, another casualty of this has been dental problems, right? Yeah. When you cover your mouth for a lengthy period of time, it makes a ripe breeding ground for bacteria to flourish in your mouth, right, to multiply. So you're going to have more gum disease, more loss of teeth, and, of course, reek breath, right? Oh, Christ. The Times of Israel had this headline on the 5th. I missed this last week. Gene editing, Moderna and transhumanism. There you go, guys. Here's yet another article talking about this same thing. The gene-altering aspect of the coming COVID-19 vaccine. I got a lengthy quote in here. I won't take time to read it now, but if you want, request the notes or you know, include this later in my edited version of all these notes. But there's no question. Gates has been denying it. He's also been denying that, you know, there's any microchips involved in the vaccine for tracking people. He fucking said it himself. All you got to do is Google ID 2020, Bill Gates. There you go. You'll see any number of 1,000 articles come up talking about this, how we worked with MIT, funded the whole fucking thing. No such thing. I don't know anything about it, you fucking lying shitbag. The Foundation for Economic Education. Oh, there's an Orwellian title for you right there. Website had this headline August 15th. CDC, a quarter of young adults say that they contemplated suicide this summer during pandemic. Oh, and they couldn't be happier for it, guys. Disgusting. Silver.com reported August 16th. New studies show signs of lasting COVID-19 immunity even after mild infection. So what do you need a fucking vaccine for then? God fucking damn it. Your own immune system is designed to protect you from shit like this, whether you catch it or not. And if you have a good functioning immune system, you won't catch it. Oh, you'll contract it. It'll be in your system, but it'll never take hold. You'll never have any symptoms. You'll be asymptomatic, and you'll be immune to it for life. And yet they want to stab you with this fucking toxic shit. Veterans Today reported August 16th. America's Royals bid the common fold to find something new. In other words, you know, you've lost your job, so you got to find something new. How about you find something new, you fucking pieces of shit? How about we put you in a forced labor camp sweeping floors with a fucking broom for the rest of your life? That sounds fitting. That would be worse than to torture them slowly to death. Force them to labor away scrubbing fucking floors. How about not even a broom? Get on your fucking hands and knees and scrub with a fucking scouring pad. How's that, you pieces of shit? Oh, if I had my way, oh, I could be real fucking creative. Veterans Today, they would commit suicide, guys. We'd totally flip the coins on them. They would commit suicide because they couldn't handle actually having to fucking work and not having their billions and stolen trillions of fucking dollars to toy around with. Veterans Today reported August 16th, COVID-19, Italian government under investigations for pandemic and manslaughter. Therapies ignored to promote vaccines. Well, that's true, but God damn it, you're just going to focus on the Italian government? Jesus fucking Christ. Every government on the planet's been engaged in that shit. Liberal.ie reported June 21st. Burundi president who recently expelled the WHO over suspicions about the COVID-19 pandemic suddenly dies. I didn't know about this until just the other day, guys. This is reported back in June. He expelled the WHO and suddenly he dies. He was only 55 fucking years old.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't murder now, was it?
CNN reported August 16th. New Zealand Prime Minister, yeah, that little bitch. Jacinda Ardern delays election over COVID-19. How long before we hear the same kind of shit reported here with Trump?
Oh, we got to delay the election because of COVID.
Oh, he's been trying to pull all kinds of shit regarding the election, guys. On August 16th, USA Today had this headline, coronavirus updates. Two top CDC officials step down. Isn't that interesting? And also, it was a double headline. Burks urges Americans to wear masks indoors and outdoors. Fuck you, you fucking see you next Tuesday. Fuck you, bitch. That ain't happening, baby. That ain't ever fucking happening. I will definitely put my fucking foot, my steel-toed boot down on that one. Ain't happening, bitch. You think she's going to wear a mask in her house? You think she wears a mask at all? What a see you next fucking Tuesday. NBC reported August 16th. Yale's COVID-19 saliva test used in NBA gets FDA emergency approval. There it is. That's the article I was talking about. Yeah. So now they're going to be starting with a saliva test. Should have had that all along. Never mind shoving something so fucking far up your nose it causes brain hemorrhages, for Christ's fucking sakes. Nevertheless, guys, I'm not taking that either because I don't know what the fuck they're putting on the end of that swab. And the test is going to be just as unreliable, you can bet, as the previous one. So fuck them. No, it ain't happening. I ain't doing it. You want my spit? Once again, there it is. You got it. You can rub your little swab in that, prick. St. Louis American reported August 16th. Oh, I love this one. Local sculptures will be masking up in St. Louis. They're having them put masks on or carving masks into their sculptures for this art exhibit. To set a good example. Ah, fuck you. 6abc.com reported August 15th. Temple University unveils three-part COVID-19 testing plan for students. Three-part. You're going to have to be tested multiple times if you want to go to Temple University. Well, you know what? Say fuck you to Temple University. That's all. Fuck them. Fuck them. Daily Mail. Universities are going to be desperate. You won't have to worry about applying and worrying if you're going to get turned down. University is going to widely open their doors for you. So if one is going to play that game, find another one. If they play it, find another one. Eventually, if enough people turn them down, they're not going to be able to fucking play that little game anymore, are they? They only do it if you go along with it. Daily Mail reported on August 16th, Hollywood's apocalypse now. Rich and famous are fleeing in droves as liberal politics and coronavirus turn City of Dreams into a cesspool plagued by junkies and violent criminals. How do you like that? So everybody's leaving fucking Hollywood, guys, as well as New York, Chicago, across the board. The cities are fucking shutting down. But you know what? You know what? On the one hand, it sucks. It's a loss of our culture. And, you know, New York City has some great places to visit, some really nice restaurants. Hey, you know what? I can live without them, though. Fuck them. Fuck them. Fuck them. The problem is, though, guys, how many cities will they tear down before the country itself goes belly up? And that's the real reason for doing it, of course. You raging fucking scum of the earth. August 15th, CNN reported, vaccines are safe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're safe. All right.
But huge numbers of people around the world say they wouldn't take a COVID jab. Huge number of people around the world. I love it, baby. God damn it. That's fucking great news. Vaccines are safe. It's because they're not safe that people are saying they're not going to take it, you fucking lying scum. It figures CNN. CNN. Oh. I loved it when I saw some of the BLMers actually doing some damage outside CNN headquarters. Not enough, though. I think you need to return to the peace. All right, guys. Tomorrow I'll be off finishing up.
But the issue of immigration developing now across the whole of the European continent based on what you're seeing there in Germany.
This is a very good point because immigration is the future. You cannot work and live in a globalized world, in the middle of the world, in Europe, without immigration.
So there's a second thing in that black box, an unrelenting stream of immigration, non-stop. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.